Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
At Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake, my name is Reverend John Reynolds, and it's so great to have you with us on this All Saints Sunday as you gather for worship this day, as we receive this opportunity to celebrate all of the lives of the wonderful saints that have finished their course in faith and now rest from their labor. I just want to extend an invitation at any point during the service, if you feel moved, to come forward and light one of these sacred candles of remembrance in honor of somebody that has gone on before us. We invite you to do so, that the candles are up front here, and just we invite you to take one of the taper candles and light it off, one of the candles off to the side, and then and light a flame in honor and remembrance of somebody that you're celebrating and remembering this day. As we gather for worship today, we are a congregation that is striving to help people know God, love God, and serve God, and it's our hope that at some point during this worship service, you would have an opportunity to grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ. As we worship together this day, I want to draw your attention to the pew back in front of you. There are connection cards that we invite you to fill out if you haven't done so already. And then there are also prayer cards. This service today, for many of us, is an emotional service. Perhaps a time that you might have an opportunity, something comes to mind that you'd like somebody here at the church to be praying for you about. And we have a group that gathers here every Thursday that prays over all of the prayer cards that are filled out here in the worship service. So I invite you to take a moment, if you feel the Holy Spirit leading you to do so, to fill out those prayer cards so that we can be praying for you as we move through our time together. Today is All Saints Sunday, and so we gather in a spirit of celebration and remembrance as we remember those who have gone before us, and as we move through the service, we'll be reflecting on all of those great lights that we have in our life, and I encourage you to take a moment as we worship this morning and hold the folks who are most dear to you in your hearts and in your prayers as we gather for worship this day. I invite you to stand as you're able and join us in our opening hymn.
For all the saints who from their labors rest, who thee by faith before the world confess, thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Alleluia. Their fortress and their might, thou, Lord, their captain in the well-fought fight, thou in the darkness clear their one true light. Alleluia, alleluia.
Please join me in the opening prayer. We thank and praise you, O God, for all your servants who have finished the race of life on earth and now rest from their labor safely in your care. Give us grace to follow the example of their steadfast faithfulness. In Christ Jesus our Lord, we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Bible reading this morning is from John 14, 1-7. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. And from verse 27, Jesus says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Thank you so much, Tom, for reading our scripture this morning. Will you join me now in a time of prayer? Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be measured and found acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer, and the one who went ahead of us to prepare a place not made with human hands, but eternal in the heavens. Amen. As we gather for worship today, this is, I think, one of the most special times of year. It may be strange to hear somebody say that. I mean, in addition to Christmas and Easter, All Saints Sunday for me is one of the most holy days in the Christian calendar. Perhaps it's because in the midst of my ministry, I've always found a deep sense of calling and purpose to help people in a dignified and appropriate and respectful way celebrate the lives of people that they care about. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but most of us clergy, every time we do a baptism or a wedding, or if we do a memorial service, I have a practice of writing down the person's name inside a clergy record book that reminds me of the folks that we have celebrated in various points in their life, whether it be a new birth in their family or a wedding or the end of life to celebrate somebody's life. And I was looking back over my notes for the last year, and one of the things that I love to do is reach out to funeral homes in the community and just say, if there's anybody in this community who's looking to have a meaningful celebration of life that doesn't have a church home, I would be honored to come and meet with them and help them celebrate the life of a loved one. So I've reached out to the King Griffin Funeral Home here in town, and I've reached out to Lynch and Sons, and I reached out to Boric Jennings down in Whitmore Lake, and I talked with the funeral directors, and I said, anytime you have somebody that you'd like to have a clergy person for to do the service, feel free to call me. I know most funeral homes have many folks that they call, but I realized over the last 365 days since the last All Saints Sunday, I've had the privilege of doing 34 memorial services for folks in the community and here at the church. Some of those folks are young. They're too young for most of us. One of the individuals that we celebrated the life for was 24 years old, which is not enough trips around the sun for anybody in this world. And I've done a couple of services for folks who are in their 90s, which for some of you still sounds young. I heard a story about a preacher who got up to do a memorial service for somebody, and he got up and he started pontificating about how great a person this individual was. They were celebrating the life of somebody, and they were telling story after story about what a great husband and father and dad and, you know, uncle this person was, and they just kept bragging and going on and on in the eulogy. And finally, after the service concluded, one of the family members got up and said, "Well, I have a bunch of other stories that you really should have told about this person." At All Saints Sunday, we have a tendency to believe that all of the folks that we're celebrating and remember were these ethereal sort of special people, these folks that sort of elevated. But the reality is we're celebrating the lives of folks who are ordinary, just like you and I, who are wonderful at their best moments and who have faults and fell short at various points in their life. We're celebrating real people. But for a moment, these individuals that we celebrate this day pointed us in the direction of God. In a moment in their life, whatever it may have been, they showed us what the kingdom of God looks like for all of us. They were signs or ambassadors to what that kingdom might look like in our future. One of the things that came up routinely as I was meeting with families to plan a memorial service for the loved ones in their life, a question that comes up in one way, shape, or form or another, oftentimes is, well, where do they go when they pass? What does it look like? What does it feel like? Do you believe that even though we stopped going to church 10, 15, 20 years ago, that there's still a place for my dad, my husband, my wife, my mother? And I oftentimes find myself in the midst of meeting with folks reflecting on the story of the prodigal son, right? This individual who goes out and spends all of the father's money and comes back and says, "Dad, is there still a place for me?" Like, I always imagine the prodigal son coming home and rehearsing all the lines and the excuses and the rationalizations that this individual is going to give to God about finishing their course of faith, spending all of the money that the father had given to him. And the father's just standing there at the end of the driveway saying, "My son, I'm so glad to see you. We all thought you were dead, but you came home. I'm so happy. The son that I thought I had lost is alive and well again." And that's what I've always imagined God to be like, sort of standing at the edge of the driveway of heaven when we all finish our course of faith, just like giving out hugs, welcoming us all back into God's loving arms. And when I imagine what heaven will look like, I've always imagined a banquet table sort of like this, where there's enough tables for everybody, and you look across the table and you see somebody that you've been missing for years and years and years, and you're so grateful to be able to see them again face to face, and there's enough food for everybody, and there's justice, and every tear that we've ever cried in our life is wiped away because there's no more pain, there's no more hunger, there's no more injustice. There's no more struggle or strife or persecution. It's a place where God's kingdom reigns forever and ever. And it's a good place. And I hope to see you there someday. But I think part of All Saints Sunday is remembering not necessarily where folks are at now, but the ways in which their life made a difference, the ways in which their lives were lights for us on the journey towards that place in heaven. Many of the folks who have candles lit in their memory and their honor did wonderful things either for you or somebody else in your life, and they for a moment gave you a glimpse of what it looked like to be faithful following Jesus Christ. After the service today, we're going to be doing a dedication of the well space over just on, you know, on the other side of our campus. And about a year and a half ago, we got a phone call. We've told you this story before, but just to refresh your memory, Pastor Lindsay received the phone call and picked it up, and it was an individual who was actually in hospice care towards the end of her life, and she said, "I'd like to make a memorial donation in honor of my mom, who was very involved in the youth and children's ministry at the church. My mom and dad volunteered in youth group, and we'd like to do something. I'd like to make a gift in her honor so that you can do some work over at the well." You see some pictures flashing up on the screen now. And we were sort of thinking, like, maybe the youth need a basketball court. Maybe we need a new space. Maybe we need to, but it was happening in the midst of us worshiping outside. Anybody remember those outdoor worship services on the grass where we had to, like, fan ourselves to keep cool or, like, you know, keep umbrellas over our head? But while we were worshiping out there, one of our worship leaders, Mike Tooman, was dancing, as Mike often does when he's playing music and really leaning into a song, and his foot went through the deck. And it was in that moment that we decided that probably one of the best ways that we could honor Phyllis and Frederick Kerslake was by redoing the well deck to create a sacred space for the future of youth at our church, a place for them to gather and talk and have all kinds of conversations about who God is so that they might grow in their relationship with Jesus Christ. I never had the privilege of meeting Phyllis or Roger. Phyllis and her daughter, Holly, were both passing away around the same time last year, but when we got the phone call, we decided that we were going to redo this deck to create a space for youth to gather for years to come. It's made out of Trex decking, so I guess like for 30 years at least, we hope folks will be able to gather in this space. And then the question came, like, who in the world is going to do this work, right? Like, this is it's like 60 feet long by, I don't know, 20 feet across or something like that. And I'm so thankful that Matt Reister and a bunch of volunteers from our Tuesday morning group, Men with Tools, and other folks, Bill, like, I don't know how you're as gifted at playing the piano, but also able to help us rebuild the deck for our youth ministry. So many volunteers came out and helped us recreate this sacred space. But in many ways, I think that's what All Saints Sunday is all about, right? That there's a gift that these faithful folks have given not only to this church, but also to this church's future. They lay a foundation of faith and faithfulness that we all are inheritors of. This church in this area was started in 1856. I was just hearing from Deb that folks gathered in a small house in this community by Grand River, and then the next building was built, and then it was, you know, torn down, and a new building was built, and then the sanctuary back here was built, and this sanctuary was built. And you think about all of the folks who have been baptized and married in the sanctuaries in the last 170 years nearly of ministry. All of the people whose lives we've celebrated over the course of all of those years. All of the acts of extravagant generosity and faithfulness and mission. All of the lives that have been transformed because of the folks that we light a candle for today. And we celebrate them, and we remember them, and we honor them, and we hold them in our hearts, and we keep them alive by continuing to be faithful and walking in their footsteps as they walked in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Here's to another 170 years. Here's to many more saints being baptized in this space. Here's to many more lives transformed, babies baptized, folks getting married in this space. For all of the saints for whom their labor rests, we celebrate and remember this day. In a depth of gratitude, we trust that someday we will all be with them again in the gates of paradise, celebrating with one another all of the faithfulness and joy that we had in our shared ministry together. Thanks be to God for all of the folks that we are in memory celebrating this day. To God be the glory, now and forever. Amen. So I invite you to join with me in a liturgy as we celebrate their lives this day. We'll sing together some verses from For All the Saints, and then we'll share the names of the folks that we've lost this year that we're remembering this day. And I hope that this is a sacred time of remembrance. And if you feel so moved to come forward and light these candles, we encourage you to do so as we continue to celebrate the saints in our midst. So this day we give thanks and remember the lives of those whose names were printed here. I invite you to join me in remembering these church members who we remember in 2021. Peter Fassione. Max Groetica. Reverend Eric Hammer. Ronald Jones, Aline Sheldon, Marilyn Smith, celebrate and remember all of the family and friends that we lost this year in 2021, for all of the ways in which they made our lives better, for the relationships for the experiences, the memories that were created and shared. We celebrate them this day and remember their legacy. Draw your attention to the names of all of the saints that we celebrate who passed prior to this year. Invite you to simply take a moment and reflect on their gifts, the love that they shared with all of us. God bless their memory and the foundation of faith that they laid for all of us. The following gifts were purchased through the generosity of congregation members and the use of memorial funds are dedicated to the glory of God this day. A gift to the Bell Choir in memory of Eric and Florence Hammer. To support worship through music, we dedicate this gift to your glory, O God. A gift for the Whitmore Lake Sanctuary in memory of Marcia Leland. To enhance worship with candlelight, we dedicate this gift to your glory, O God. A gift of boots for students at Whitmore Lake Schools in memory of Max Groetica to support and encourage education for students. We dedicate this gift to your glory, O God. And the United Methodist Women gave gifts for the mission of our church in memory of Peter Fassione, Max Groetica, Eric Hammer, Ron Jones, Tom Marks, Bruce Schumann, Eileen Sheldon. In remembrance of these faithful servants, we dedicate these gifts to your glory, O God. I invite you to join me now in the prayer that is on the screen and in the bulletin. Most loving God, through you, what we dedicate today has meaning. Accept these gifts in memory of your saints and for the work of your church. Grant us your blessing that these gifts may be an enduring witness before all your people and that our lives may be dedicated in your service through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. 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 I invite you to join me for just a moment. I would like to light some additional candles this morning. I saw, for those of you who are watching online, the candles that I'm about to light are in honor of the names that you all posted in the online stream. And so we light candles in remembrance of our brothers and sisters in our community that we celebrate and we remember this day. Their light and their life and their ministry and the joy that they gave us as we continue to worship God together this morning. Those candles are lit in their memory and their honor. Will you join me now in a time of prayer? Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for this time of sacred remembrance. And we pray for those of us who are getting together with family with an empty seat at the table. For those of us that find our lives a little quieter than they used to be. For those of us who are missing phone calls from the ones that we care about the most. We pray for those who are grieving and for those who are caring for their loved ones during the latter stages of their lives. As we gather for worship this day, we hold all of these folks dear in our hearts as we celebrate and remember the lives of those who have gone on before us, the examples of what it looks like to be faithful. And we're so grateful that we do not have to live out this faith alone. I'm grateful for the foundation that was set by the faithful for thousands of years that we inherit. We stand on the shoulders of giants. And we trust the words that Jesus shared with his disciples when he said, "I am going ahead of you to prepare a place that's not made with human hands, but eternal in the heavens." We trust his words when he says, "I will not leave you orphaned or abandoned." We trust his words when he says, "I am sending the Holy Spirit, the Helper, the Paraclete, to be with you so that you'll never be alone." And we trust that someday we'll get to see all the smiling faces of the people that we have lost over the course of our years, that someday we will all be reunited in the gates of paradise. Pray for folks all around the world who are struggling with sickness and ailment. Pray for our brothers and sisters in our community. And we trust that you are up to incredible things here at this church. And we pray that you might use us to be a part of that great work. So, God, we pause before you in this time of gathering to lift up the prayers of all of our hearts as we pray in silence during this time. God, during this time, we lift up our prayers, especially for Linda Simonton, Debbie Short, and Naomi Cook, who will be receiving the prayer quilts from our congregation. We pray that these quilts would be an extension of your love and that they would be a reminder of this congregation's love for them. And we continue in our prayers by praying the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, praying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Amen. I love one of the traditions of our church is that we sew bells onto this beautiful piece every year to remember the saints. And so I invite you, I think last year when I was serving communion, I bumped this and I almost thought it was appropriate. I want you to hear the sounds of the saints as they ring the sounds of joy before us as we remember them this day in worship. Amen. Oh, Jesus, 2,000 years ago, gathered with his disciples around a table, knowing that his time had almost come himself. And he presided over a feast. And I invite you, if you'd like to follow along in the communion service this morning, to pull out your hymnals. And we'll be following a service of Word and Table Part 2 on page 13 is where it begins. I invite you to join with me in these words of grace. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all of the company of heaven, we praise your name and join in their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took a loaf of bread and gave thanks to you, broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take it and eat it as often as you can in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took a cup. He gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you, in remembrance of me. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves as in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the whole world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. You don't have to be a member of this or any other church to come forward and receive these elements. This is an open table. It's not a United Methodist table. It's not a Brighton First table. It's God's table, which means everybody is welcome. And thanks be to God for what becomes a wonderful open invitation for everybody to come forward and feast at this heavenly table. At this time, I'd like to invite our communion servers to come forward and assist us, and our ushers will help us come forward by the center aisle and return by the radial aisles as we receive the elements of communion this day. All has been made ready. Would you please come and feast at God's heavenly banquet? Amen. Well, I pray that as you receive these elements of bread and cup, that you would have an opportunity to remember the great communion of all of the saints that have gone before us. Maybe it's just me, but it feels a little brighter and warmer in here that we have brought the saints to be in our presence. As we take a moment to simply watch the lights flicker that we have up here, we celebrate and we remember and we give thanks for all of these wonderful folks that these candles help us remember and celebrate this day. Thanks be to God for their gift, for their light, for their warmth, and for their example. Amen. Amen. This time we have an opportunity to respond to God's activity in the world and in our midst through the giving of our gifts and through the receiving of our offerings. And as the ushers move through our space and help us respond to God's word in our midst, I also want to invite up, we have an opportunity to hear a little bit more about the Memorial Garden here at the church, and we're grateful for all of the work that went into keeping up the Memorial Garden throughout the course of the last year. Every month, volunteers have cared for that space, and they've done an amazing job keeping it up. So at this time, we'd like to hear a little bit more about the Memorial Garden. Thank you so much, Pat.
Good morning. I'm here on behalf of the Memorial Garden. Our Memorial Garden, which is you can access right out that door there, is a living garden that can be used for prayer, meditation, weddings, baptisms, as well as for the burial of ashes of those who have passed away. It is a place where our loved ones are honored and remembered. The garden is available to both members and non-members of the First United Methodist Church. Since its creation in 2004, there have been 53 interments. The names and dates of those interred are engraved on brass plaques and affixed to a large sign which hangs on the wall near the garden fountain. When loved ones are interred, their ashes are buried directly in a designated spot in one of the four garden areas. They become a permanent part of the living garden. People who choose to use the Memorial Garden for burial will need to make arrangements with a pastor for the placement services. Interment services can take place immediately following the service of remembrance in the sanctuary or at any time agreed by the clergy and family. A modest fee is charged for burial, which includes the memorial nameplate. There is also a fee for pastoral participation at the placement service. Inside the community room near the exit to the garden is the Memorial Garden cabinet. On the top shelf is a book of memories which contains biographical information and a photograph of each person buried in the garden. It is maintained by the Memorial Garden Committee. The committee consists of volunteers who plant and maintain the beautiful garden. It was started under the direction and guidance of Jane Lage and funded and supported by generous members of this church. A large wooden cross was added in 2007. It was constructed by Bill Lane from wood, from a tree that once stood on the property of the Red Balloon. A water feature and wind chimes add to the beauty and welcoming atmosphere of the garden. During the recent COVID-19 restrictions, the paved area in the garden, or in the center of the garden, was a comfortable site for many groups and staff meetings, refreshments after Sunday service, and special celebrations. In 2020, the Memorial Garden received a Green Thumb Award from the Brighton Garden Club. If you are interested in learning more about the garden, members of the committee will be available after the service today to answer questions. Also, if you are interested in becoming a member of the committee, know that you will be warmly welcomed. And you don't have to have any garden experience to join. Thank you.
Of heaven and earth, we thank you for the opportunity to celebrate those saints who have gone before us. Accept these offerings we make today and help us to use them in a way that honors them and leads the next generation to you. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for being here this Sunday morning. I pray that it was a blessed time of remembrance for you. On your way out the door, we hope that you'll tie a knot in the prayer quilt. There are sandwiches to be made for the NOAA Project in Detroit if you're interested in doing that. And I also want to just extend a warm welcome to you. It's just a short, like, 30-second walk from here. On the other end of our parking lot, the well space is just down the sidewalk right over here, and we would love to have you join us over there. We're going to do a dedication. There are a whole bunch of folks that I would love to thank. The Men with Tools, Matt Reister, as I mentioned earlier today, but also a group of United Methodist women came in this last week and completely cleaned up the well space, and we've painted and rearranged some of the furniture in there. We would love for you to come check that out tonight. Tonight is the first youth group of the year. It's re-engaging. And so if you have a chance, if you are under the age of 18, if you're in 5th through 12th grade, we would love to have you join us tonight for youth group. We'll be starting. But before that, if you have time, there are donuts that we'll be passing out on the way out the door and coffee. Grab a cup of coffee, grab a donut, and come check out the well with us. We would love to have you there as we cut the ribbon. And what we hope is a bright future of youth ministry here at our church. We invite you to join us. As you depart from this place, I pray that you would go carrying the lights that you lit up here in your hearts, that you would remember and celebrate all of the great people who have gone before us, who have created a foundation of faith that we stand upon in this time. As you depart from this place, I pray you would go with the blessing of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us go loving and serving the Lord. Amen. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.